Welcome to Earth 2. My name's Ryan.
It is.
If you have not listened to this podcast before, how dare you? But it's okay, because I'm going to fill in the information for you.
How dare you?
So, about 6 weeks ago, I fell into a portal in space and time, some sort of weird thing, and now I'm in a separate reality, which is much different and also kind of the same as ours, except that like it also has a bunch of superheroes and supervillains, and they're all real, and I'm staying in a broom closet in their headquarters.
Anymore, you upgraded.
I haven't gone there yet because you got some. Harvey scared me about the ghost guy breathing on my neck. So
you haven't even gone to your room.
Correct.
So we gave you a room and you're not using it.
Correct. Oh, before we get too deep into this,
I'm prisoner.
I have two guests, co-hosts with me tonight. One of them just introduced herself, but please introduce yourself again so it's clear.
I am Prisma.
Prisma, and she has superpowers.
I do.
Well, a superpower.
It's color beam emissions.
And teleportation, right?
And teleportation.
Right, she farts rainbows. And then we have...
I am Oscar.
My best friend, Superfluous, the head of HR here for the, whatever this place is, the headquarters here that I haven't been allowed to leave.
Yeah.
But,
And I have superpowers. Nice. Mostly strength and shit. But I don't really like using them. Sometimes I got random other powers. But I don't like using them either. Unless it benefits me in some way. But they usually don't. Because they just don't. But I can time travel right now. Isn't that weird?
That is weird. Just for one day?
I don't know.
Because I feel like you could start a paradox if you could time travel for just one day.
But
you know what I mean?
I don't really care whose life it fucks with if I do. Because it's just me. I don't have any family or anything. So,
okay.
What? I don't stand to lose anything. It's all. My reality is always just gonna be me. So,
that's true.
More or less.
It's a very
so.
Selfish way to think.
It is. But if they don't know better, then what do I care?
That's true. Good point. You make a fair point.
Again, this is exactly why I'm not a superhero. I don't admit to being one.
So, guys, I failed to find a guest for this week. So we have nobody here to talk with
us. Nobody loves
you. So it's
you.
Just like our episode one, where we were very awkward trying to feel each other out.
We were awkward because we didn't know you, fool.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's fair. I was just some random dude in jail.
Yeah.
But now I'm not a random dude in jail. I am
just a
random dude in a broom closet, which is a slight upgrade.
Slightly creepier.
Did you at least use your badge?
Yeah, I mean, I have the badge, and I just kind of wandered around. I went to the food court. Apparently, you guys have a food court here.
We do.
So that's. I mean, I really like your food, Prisma.
Best
Don't
damn
get me
chefs
wrong.
You've ever had in your life.
I mean, Prisma's really good, so I appreciate
your
food. But the food court, you know, if I just want, like, nachos, which you guys have here, which I was very excited to find out.
You got some bomb-ass nachos.
Nachos are a thing, no matter where you go. So I had some nachos at Nachos and Stuff. They sell nachos and also stuff,
they
apparently. It seemed like there were some other food places there with names I didn't recognize, so I was a little scared to try them out. But, yeah.
You like the fish penis as well?
I don't think I've had it. But
no, you have.
Okay. Well, then I guess I probably did like it because I mean, even the worst food that I've had here was still pretty decent.
Yeah, it's great food. This is a utopia, man.
Apparently. So when I was walking around, I got to finally see some windows, which is exciting, and see out on the city. And I'm still very confused about the technology here because, I mean, it looks like the skyline looks like it's dark and dreary if I look out one window, and then I look to the other side, and it's bright and sunny.
We have a lot of people with, like, weather powers, so
okay.
Yeah.
Always messing with that.
Yeah.
So the people that like the superheroes that want to brood go over to the darker side. And then the superheroes that are more hopeful
it
and
doesn't
bright,
stay the same.
No,
you
it's
know?
Just superheroes, villains messing with the weather and stuff. So it's pretty standard. Like when you go out, if you're going to the park or get the groceries, you always make sure and carry an umbrella and a parka and a canteen in case it becomes like desert hot.
Because
you never know.
A swimsuit?
A swimsuit.
Okay.
Floaties.
Well, that- you want that just because we have a lot of cool water parks.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just good sense.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe I'll get to check those out at some point. Hopefully the water here is safe for me. I've been drinking Maybe. Whatever you guys gave me, which I'm assuming it tasted like water, so I'm assuming it's safe.
You like it. It tastes like rainbows. The water tastes like rainbows.
So it tastes like her farts?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I want to say that you're looking very dapper.
Thank you.
It seems like maybe you had a little visit with Mr. Sucks on a Cock after last week's episode.
No, sometimes you just got to treat yourself and get some nice new clothes and stuff.
I especially like the cowl. It's really well done.
Yeah, you are wearing a cowl. I'm not sure.
It goes well with the suit.
Is that a thing on this world? People sometimes wear cowls? I mean,
sure.
With suits.
Oh, super suits or just like suits?
This is just my three piece and my cowl, so technically a four piece.
Okay, that is four pieces. That's good math. Yeah. I mean, I'm not great at math, so I'll just agree with you there.
But yeah, it. I don't know. Sometimes you wake up in the morning, feel a little sassy, like I'm gonna, do it up today, dress to the nines.
Boom. And that was today.
That was today.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm glad you dress up for this podcast.
Yep.
This is your best friend. So, since we don't have a guest, guys, I don't know what
Why
to talk about.
Why does he keep calling himself my best friend?
Well, I don't really know what to talk about since we don't have a guest. Did you guys do anything? Like, did you guys do anything fun in the last week? Or interesting? Anything crazy happen?
Sorry. Go ahead.
Heidi's a big blabbermouth. You know, so,
this is the Heidi Ho that we talked about.
Yeah.
What?
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah. So she told me that you and her had broom closet fun times.
What?
Me and her?
Yeah.
I don't even know who you're talking about other than that.
Wait,
girlfriend.
When did this happen?
Like,
this did not happen.
Right,
never.
Right after last week's episode, we recorded. I went to the bathroom. Heidi's there. Blah, blah, blah.
What?
That's not. Where'd he go?
He did say he could time travel today.
Oh, jeez.
You son of a bitch.
Listen. I don't even know who she's talking about. First of all.
Obviously,
who would
you know her very
who
well
Who would
want to
sleep with me in a broom closet,
that's
first of all?
Excellent question.
Exactly. So, that's the first thing I'm putting into evidence.
I mean, I don't really know her that well or like her, but I just...
Well, I don't know her at all, so we're on the same
page. I don't know, you just got really, like, messed up, you disappeared, and then...
Well, like, it's just for her honor, really, because...
Hoes have no honor.
Wait, I thought hoes were holograms.
They are.
So she's a hologram?
That's a good point.
Yeah, Heidi's a hologram.
I mean, I never met her, so I wouldn't know.
Good old Heidi hologram.
Like, you... Are you okay? Like,
yeah, it's just
like
her honor.
You're having a huge amount of emotions
but
right now.
I guess
now.
Her...
There's no honor.
No
Nothing
honor.
Happened. I don't even know who she's talking about.
You know who she's talking about.
No, I don't.
You know
anyway...
Sorry, Ryan's,
is really
sorry Ryan's fake
no.
girlfriend, but
no.
He's messing around on you.
I am not. Thank you very much. I love you very much, Marcy. And that did not happen. Listen... The broom closet is only big enough for me anyway. It's full of brooms.
I don't care who you broom with. And
there's
who
no
you
brooming
don't.
Going on. I didn't sweep
and
anybody.
I
didn't broom anybody. There was no mopping. Nothing.
I definitely don't care.
I didn't
care.
Dust anybody's
Whoa.
Shelves. There was no dusting.
No dust. You're getting very specific.
No kidding.
I want to cover all my bases.
Some really
I didn't
good
vacuum anything
out. What freaky shit you're doing in the closet?
There's no freaky shit happening in the closet. There's me
like, would
sleeping.
You just go to your dormitory already. Stop.
I'm freaked out because I don't want
the
freaky
ghost. Then the freaky
ghost
shit
guy.
Will really get going.
No, don't even. Come on, guys. That's not very nice.
Heidi could appear in your dorm.
She's not going to.
No,
I don't know who she is.
Everybody's dorm rooms, every major room in this building has the base for the holograms to pop out. And, Heidi is kind of free-flowing. She's a little more sentient than everybody else. Maybe we should look into the programming, but I'm not the programmer, so she could appear
anywhere she wants.
And now she's just being very...
I know how to fix that. Okay, it's the same way I fix the camera on my laptop, because on my world, the government spies on you through the camera and your laptop, so you just put a little bit of tape over it, and then it's fixed. And that's what I'll do.
Guess what, buddy? I got bad news for you. Heidi's got a virus.
Okay, well, that doesn't matter to me, because I don't know who Heidi is. But it sounds likely that a hologram could have a virus.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is very likely. It's plausible.
We've got some medicine that you're going to want to take for that. It's called Norton. And you'll want to take that.
It's an antiviral.
I've heard of McAfee, but never Norton.
Yeah.
Okay.
Norton's not as popular, but...
Is it as hard to uninstall? Okay. In any case, I feel like I just want to clear the air. That never happened. I would never mess with my best friend that way. Listen, bros before hoes.
She's not my lady.
Bros before holograms.
I don't know which part of that statement I'm more upset by.
Bros before holograms, okay? Bros before hoes. We are not... There's nothing. I don't even know who she is or what she looks like. I wouldn't know her if I saw her.
She's not my hoe. No mo.
Oh. Oh my.
Or she never was.
Whoa.
Basically, so... She's not my hoe.
Okay. That's good to know.
But you contracted something.
I did not, because there was nothing happening. So.
Anyway.
You can time travel today.
Yes.
Can you go back and get me some of that really sweet ice cream that they stopped making a few years ago?
Sure.
The blueberry sparkle one.
When was it?
1946.
I can do that.
Thanks.
Give me a second.
Okay.
How's this?
Oh, that's great.
Is that enough?
Yeah, that's enough? Awesome. I just wanted a little taste. It's been a while.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks. Too bad you can't go between worlds, because there was a sauce that McDonald's served in the late 90s for the release of a movie called Mulan.
Yeah.
They had a place called McDonald's. It's called the Szechuan sauce, and if you could get some of that, it would be very popular when I get back to my world. I could sell it for a lot of money.
That sounds terrible.
Sounds a little racist.
It kind of was, yeah. It kind of was. But the whole movie had some racist undertones, I feel like, and, you know, I don't know. I don't really... I've only seen it once, but I'm sure it was good.
I don't know. I've never...
I know. Do you guys even have movies
So you only saw the movie one time, and you want the sauce? You want me to travel...
Well, I've just heard
interdimensionally to go get this...
There's a show that was on, and there was a big... It's a TV show.
What is McDonald's? What is Szechuan?
It's a restaurant.
What is Mulan?
Szechuan.
Szechuan?
Szechuan.
What you did with Heidi in the closet?
No. There's no Heidi and no... There is a closet that I sleep in, but that's beside the point. I don't want to get into Earth One stuff, but this sauce was supposed to be really good.
And sucks on broom closet.
No.
Heidi's.
No broom closets.
I just played basketball with a guy named Szechuan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Was he any good?
He's tall.
Did you ever taste him?
No, I didn't taste him.
Because, I mean, that's the name of the sauce where I come from.
Well, it's the name of a basketball center where I came from.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you guys have basketball here.
Yeah.
Kind of wonder if you have any sports that I've never heard of, or Earth 2 sports, but... who knows? Maybe we'll explore
that. You don't really look that athletic. I doubt you're interested.
No, I'm more of a watcher than a doer. I like to sit in a chair and tell the sports stars what they're doing wrong.
Oh yeah,
yeah. The athletes from my chair. That's the best way I find to enjoy sports.
It's more comfortable that way. Yeah. Yeah, I don't blame you.
But I mean, you seem like you're in pretty good shape, so you probably play a lot of.
I do what I can.
Sports. Yeah,
I do what I can.
You and Szechuan get together a lot, or?
Yeah, Thursday nights. Hoop it up.
Every Thursday?
Thursday nights, hoop it up.
Wow.
Gotta stay active.
Got all kinds of pickup games.
Do you guys have a court here in the headquarters? Because I could probably come play with you.
We're usually pretty full up.
Pretty full up. Yeah. Well, I understand.
So, do you have any questions about our Earth now that you've been here for a while? Like, things that confuse you that you don't understand how they work?
Oh, why was I kept in jail for so long?
I feel like you fool.
Yeah, but I mean, we didn't know three weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's kind of unfair in a world where superpowers...
It's about breaking you down mentally. Like, if you were going to go apeshit on us, or try, then after a few weeks of, like, hard time, you know, the real you would have... probably seeped out. And so I feel like we got past that point, and now we're just kind of working our way. This is a circle of trust.
Okay, and I was outside the circle.
You're outside the circle. Right now you're on the line.
I'm on the line. Am I falling into the circle a little bit?
No, not yet. You're still leaning outward, but eventually we'll get you into that circle.
Well, I mean, obviously I'm in your circle of trust because we're besties, so... You know.
There's also a circle of delusion.
No.
And you're square in the middle of that
one. I don't believe
one.
That there's a circle of delusion.
You're square in the middle of that one.
I'm a square in the circle of delusion?
Yeah. That's how much you don't belong there.
Okay. Well, I already feel like I don't belong, so way to really make me... way to drive that fact home, my friend.
You're
my
welcome.
My good, good friend.
Yo, you're so welcome.
So, really, you just wanted to mentally break me down.
Yeah.
And that was the whole point.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what... Like, do I need to get a job now? Like, what happens? I'm just kind of in this world.
Yeah.
I'm living here for free?
Like, they got you the speed suit, right?
Yeah. They got me the speed suit.
How was that fitting, by the way?
It's a little loose in the crotch area, but, you know, it's not too bad otherwise.
Yeah.
Did you just jiggle a little? I feel
I wanted to feel jiggle. The looseness, you know? It's kind of nice having the extra air all on everything. But,
a little drafty.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so I don't know.
So you have the badge, you have the speed suit. Mm-hmm. Have you filled out the paperwork yet?
Is it, like, with HR? Because I don't...
There's a few things with HR as well as the accountant.
Okay. No.
I'm guessing not. Okay.
I'm not.
Yeah, you sound pretty blank on that.
I'm 100% no on that.
Well, they gave you the dorm. And you're not using it yet, but it's there for you to stay.
Are they charging me rent for that dorm? Is that like a thing?
You're going to work. You're
right, but I mean, I'm not right now, but there's no like back pay.
Earn your keep around here.
There's no like back pay.
No, it's not prorated. We're not monsters. Jesus. No.
Do you have monsters here? That's another question.
I made a few.
Okay. So I could be a monster.
Which is why we kept you for 3 weeks. Yeah, no.
So you figured if I was a monster, I would have revealed myself to be a monster.
Pretty much.
By now, yeah.
Okay. Do you guys have arch villains? In my world, the fictional superheroes have arch nemesis.
Well, I'm starting to develop one, that fucking milkman.
You still haven't gotten over that yet?
That guy's a pain in my ass.
Have you met him yet?
No, but I get this, like, I've gotten hate mail. One time, I got the package... of burning shit on my front step, and I know it was him. I
Did
know
I have
it was
a
that
milk
motherfucker.
Jug next to it? Is that how you knew?
Like his calling card. Yeah. Surprisingly,
he leaves delicious milk next to the.
It did not have delicious milk.
Oh, okay.
Unless milk comes in yellow sometimes.
Okay. Well, that's unfortunate.
This fucking guy, I don't know where he came from or what his problem is, but he can piss right off.
Is it possible that, like, maybe you didn't save his parents from a burning fire or something at some
point
in his life?
Maybe, but, you know, it's like fucking grow a pair and get over it, man.
Lots of people's parents die.
My parents, well, they didn't die, but they're dead to me, so it's kind of the same. We're kind of in the same boat.
Maybe that's why he wants to get at you, because he thinks that...
That sounded dirty.
Well, maybe it is. Maybe he just wants to pour milk all over you.
Get at me, milkman.
Maybe he just wants to pour milk all over you and just...
I'd watch that porn.
There you go.
Maybe.
Make a hologram of that.
Yeah.
Don't make a hologram of that. That's creepy.
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Well, she's not a programmer.
If somebody made it, I'd watch it.
Do you know any programmers? Can we get that to happen? I don't want to watch it, but I want it to happen for his embarrassment.
Like, you
kind
of do.
Only because I want you to be a little embarrassed.
Well, I guess you are the one that won't come out of the closet, so you obviously do.
I did leave the closet. We are not doing the podcast in this closet. So we are doing this podcast outside of the closet. So I do come out of the closet on occasion. But yes, I do spend a lot of time there because, I'm in a strange world.
I have faith you'll come out of the closet, but...
I do. I'm out of the closet right now.
Okay.
I'll go back in the closet when we're done with this, probably, because I don't know anybody here. And you say you're not my friend, but,
no.
I mean, you're, one of two people that I know. And Prisma's always nice to me, pretty much, but, I mean, she doesn't seem to want to hang out.
She's
busy.
A sweetheart to everybody.
She's busy, you know, cooking and paying debts to sucks on a cock.
She's
and
busy.
Paying debts.
Well, bartering, sorry.
Yeah.
For super suits.
Yeah.
Camo super suits.
Mm-hmm.
Very fashionable.
Yes.
Fashion forward.
Yes.
So, I mean, I can't hang out with her, so I gotta hang out with somebody, or I just sit in my closet.
You get a friend, loser.
I'm trying right now. My gosh.
Totally thought you called him Lizard, not Loser.
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 Get a friend, Lizard.
Do you guys have lizards here?
Yeah, lizards. Of course. Why would we mishear you if we didn't have that word?
That's a good point. What do they look like?
They're tall, they're bipedal, they range in color from greens to purples all throughout the cool side of the color.
Great drivers, too.
Yeah,
yeah. Great drivers.
Well, it's because their eyes are on the side of their head.
Right, yeah, so they can just see.
Their periphery is
insane. Wouldn't they have trouble seeing straight in front of them? Or do they drive, like, with their head to the side?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean,
they can aim forward, too.
They don't have very long noses or anything, so that it's not like their noses are in between.
I guess I'm thinking too much like a lizard from my world.
Must be.
Yeah.
Well, they're like 7 to 8 feet tall, and they have about a 15-foot length range when you count their tails.
Oh my god, they tell the best bar jokes, too.
Do they?
So good.
Are they cold-blooded?
Well, yeah, there was one time where I was at a restaurant with one, and we ordered some food, and his food came out first, and then they came out and said, sorry, we're all out, and I was like, what the shit? And then I was like, hey, you want to split some of your food? He's like, no, man, it's my food.
And you were like, that's cold-blooded?
I was like, that's pretty cold-blooded, man. And, okay. And
not specifically. So what
that
I meant,
answers your question.
I mean,
I'm not sure.
It does.
Okay.
It does because that is cold blooded.
That's pretty cold blooded.
That's cold as ice.
That's yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I mean, that's the best example I could come up with of how cold blooded they are. But I don't know if you meant like biologically cold blooded.
Biologically, it's more what I was going for. Oh. But I mean that worked too.
I don't know. I don't know them well enough to.
You don't know biology of lizard people.
No.
Seems kind of personal.
It's kind of a weird, it's not really something we talk about.
So, you mentioned that you were an alien on the first podcast.
Yeah.
What planet are you from?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Mm-mm.
Your parents are obviously aliens, at least one of them.
No, my birth ones obviously were, but I got shipped here for some reason, and then
did you land on a farm?
Yeah, not so much a farm, but like, I don't know, fairly rural, somewhat suburban, you know, and there were farms around. So here I come crashing down into the planet, and then Ma and Pa, they were like, oh hey, there's a fucking kid here, and I'm like, oh hey man, what's up?
What's up?
And they're like, oh, we're just on our way to a...
Do you remember this?
Yeah, yeah. Because I was like...
There's a cartoon about how he landed on Earth.
Really? Yeah, yeah. So I was like about 7 or 8, And they're like, oh, this, fucking kid. Hey, what's up? And they're like, well, we're getting ready to go to a movie. You want to come with us? And I was like, sure. And so if I can go to the movie, great movie. And then on the way out, they die.
Died randomly?
Yeah, well...
No,
they died to me, remember? Because I said they're dead to me. So, like, we were walking out of the movie, and then they just started being total dicks. I was like, fuck, man, I just got here, on the planet. And so...
Did they hog all the popcorn during the movie or something? Like, what?
I don't know. That is a dick move.
That is
a dick move. And they're not even cold-blooded.
That's very cold-blooded.
So, anyway, so they were... After that, I was like, you know what, man? Y'all dead to me. So... I don't even know why I claimed them as my parents, because that was really only one afternoon that
I
spent with them.
Yeah, that seems kind of weird. More of an acquaintance than...
Right,
yeah.
Right, just a one-off. But they're the first people I saw when I got here, so I'm going to call them Mom and Pop. And anyway, they were dicks. So
they usually leave that out of the cartoon.
Yeah, it's not...
In the cartoon, like, he has his parents, and it's like
heartfelt.
A situational comedy.
No, it's only like a 3-minute cartoon. He lands, it's a silent one, everybody's kind of jumping around and dancing, the two people find him, and they hug, and then that's it. Like, that's the cartoon. So they leave out the part where they're dicks.
Yeah, because that's not as,
heartwarming. Some people probably would like to see that, but yeah, not nearly as heartwarming.
Yeah.
What about you, Prisma? I don't think you've talked about your parents. Do you have parents here? Like,
I have one.
Do tell.
You have one.
I have one parent here.
Is that a thing here? Like, you can have just one parent?
And oh, no.
Like, biologically?
No, I was not created by, like...
A test tube?
Eight sexual mechanisms. No, okay. Absolutely not. No.
You weren't split from, like, a single of yourself into two?
It's not mitosis.
Okay.
No, my dad passed away, so...
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Well, how did that happen?
I you know...
Well, the most sensitive thing to ask, obviously, is right, to find out happen? And then immediately go right into it, how it happened.
No, I'm so fine. Sorry. What happened? Tell me everything.
Did he not save him from a burning building? Because that would be...
That's... No.
That would be
my
awkward.
My dad had powers, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What was his powers?
He had the power of flight, just like
wow.
I do.
I can do that.
Teleportation...
I can't do that.
Maybe someday.
Someday.
He had some super strength. Not a ton. He wasn't, like, superfluous strong, but he was stronger than me. And he lost in a battle. So
So people actually lose in battles and die here.
Yeah.
Do they come back? Because I feel like that's a common trope in the superhero world in my world.
My dad's
they...
never been resurrected. Nobody cares about whether or not my dad comes back. He was only a C-level hero. And
okay. So outside of your dad, do heroes come back here? Back to life? Do they die and then
sometimes
resurrect?
Like, I guess? I don't know. Are you talking about, like, witchcraft and
no,
magic?
No, I'm just saying,
and,
well, maybe magic.
Are you referring to alchemy?
Retconning?
Yeah, retconning would be what we call it in my world, but...
Like a respawn?
Maybe. Like, they get buried and everybody thinks they're dead, but then they want to sell more comic books, and so they bring them back to life.
That's
and call
dark.
It a Kryptonian slumber. Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds kind of illegal to bring back the dead, don't you think?
I mean,
shouldn't you just let them be dead?
But then maybe they weren't actually dead and they were just gone, I think is probably a lot of it.
Seems like you would hurt a lot of people's feelings if you killed somebody only to bring them back.
I think that's definitely true. No matter where you go.
Yeah.
But I don't think that
just
stops.
Let people mourn and get over it and not make them go through that horrific emotional torture.
Yeah.
To bring back a loved one.
Right? I mean, I definitely agree with you on that. So because of that, I'm hoping your dad never comes back.
Me too.
Because that would be traumatizing.
Me too. I had to watch his fight on television. Like, it was horrible.
Yeah.
I never want to see him again. Like, that's just not okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you guys have anything planned for the rest of the week? Not to take away from your father's death and resurrection.
No, he hasn't been resurrected.
I'm going through for my level 4 this week.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
What does that mean? Well, I mean, I know what the levels are, but what does it get
you
don't get now?
I've done... how many gauntlets did we say? I forget. I've done so many gauntlets recently. I'm just really tired, but...
You probably lose count.
Yeah.
At a
but
certain point.
Level 4s get to go out more often. They get to do bigger, badder things. Like, so far...
Will you still be the chef? Or is that... You not
I'll probably cut
I heard
back
when
my
you
time.
Test for the highest level, you get to kill a guy.
Oh, well, I'm not testing for the highest level this time. Level 4 is just, like...
Like, I heard
4,
that they just
know?
Have, like, a batch of, like, bad dudes... And they're like, well, we want to see if you'll go the whole nine, you know?
What if your whole hero shtick is that you don't kill people?
That'd be kind of lame.
Yeah, I agree. Or maybe you could start out killing people, but then later on in your career decide that you don't want to kill people anymore.
As long as occasionally you still kill a guy.
Well, what if it's by accident and you don't actually kill him, but doesn't mean you have to save him?
I read on Earth 1...
That sounds like a plot of a terrible movie.
I read that on Earth 1, that's what you're calling
right.
At your place?
Yeah.
There's
a
country called Singapore, and if you pay enough money, you can shoot somebody in the head.
You can, well, yeah, or you can hunt them in the wild like
wow.
An animal. That's not something I partake in, but I have
your world's
watched
fucked
a lot
up.
Of movies
yeah.
About it. Yeah.
So what are you going to do this week?
Probably just
with
go
your
to my
new
closet.
Freedom.
Probably just go to my closet and hang out.
Just hang out in your closet the whole
time?
Yeah,
and then I might go by HR and just visit my bestie in there. And
I'll make sure and lock
the
door.
Fill out the paperwork, yeah. I have a complaint from last week that I need to submit. And
I'll see to it that gets filed
that.
And dealt with accordingly.
I appreciate that.
I am going to go in about 250 years in the future. The last time I got time travel powers, I went to this delicious little restaurant. And they have figured out a way to make hot wings without giving you Sting Ring. And It's quite a revelation. Now, it would be... I could obviously make a fortune if I took that information and brought it back.
You could.
You know.
I could alter be your the future. Chef.
That's true. Maybe we'll just do it privately.
Yeah.
And
what amazes me the most...
We should redact this. Just in case.
That's true.
What amazes me the most about this is that we're going back to the Stingring storyline. Because I thought that one was dead and gone, but...
No, Stingring always exists, man. And except for 250 years in the future.
So why when you have time travel powers, it seems like all you use it for is to do food stuff.
It's about things that matter.
It's just food, apparently.
Right.
I really love food for obvious reasons.
Right.
And makes they sense only for you, made I guess. Blueberry sparkle ice cream in 1946.
Right.
Okay.
And so they make these bomb-ass chicken wings. And so I want to go get some of those. Probably, you know, take them back to my, you know, apartment.
Yeah, and, I can come over and try them out if you want.
Maybe not, and I'll just enjoy my night with some wings and some beer and just kind of chill out. And then definitely enjoy not having the Stingring repercussion afterwards. So,
well, I mean, I probably will just be sitting in my broom closet during that time, so.
Yeah, that's gonna suck.
You should bring him some chicken wings.
No.
I will. I'll bring you some chicken wings. If you want chicken wings, I'll bring you chicken wings.
There's a little slot in the broom closet.
I will bring you... Well, yeah, I'll use the slot to make sure you're not doing anything I'm not wanting to walk into.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
In general, yeah.
Yeah. I've seen just the posters manners. You keep on that closet wall.
There's no walls, really. I mean, there's one, but it's... there's brooms everywhere, so really if I... All my posters are covered most of the time.
But I'll bring you some wings, and then I'll say bye. How's that?
Or you could just hang out. I don't have a TV, but
I'm not
like,
hanging out in a broom closet.
There's not really a room. But I guess we could just go to your place if you want. And then you don't have to come all the way up to the broom closet. I can just go to your van and, I mean, walk.
It's roomy, but it gets crowded real quick. So otherwise, I totally would. And then there's going to be probably, like, some ladies there. And I don't want them to see cargo pants. I can't. I can't.
Well, I have the super suit now.
Speed suit.
That too.
I guess that's better than nothing, but I'll think about it.
It has a lot of pockets, which is nice.
It does have a lot of pockets.
Well, you know.
For all your EDCs.
I know what utility is, and I take advantage of it.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, so I'm going to go get me some of those bomb-ass wings, and then bring them back.
So, with your ice cream that you can only get in this 1 year, why don't you just have him, like, bring some, and then you can have the scientists, like, break down the ingredients.
Oh, it wouldn't be the same.
No. It just wouldn't be the same. Fun. I don't want to recreate it. I just want to treat myself every once in a while.
Yeah.
He's happy to do it, so it's fine.
Yeah.
So is treating yourself a big thing in this world?
Yeah, it's probably a thing that you should probably limit to 1 day a year.
Self-care is very important.
Okay.
Because if you do it all year, I mean, yeah, you can do, you know, sprinkle here and there and, you know, take care of yourself well. But 1 day should really be devoted to treating yourself.
Maybe you should talk to the Rago and the mole man that's running for city council, and you should see if he can just declare a treat yourself day.
If everybody treat yourself on the same day.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, maybe he can do it alphabetically. Like, if your name starts with an A, then that's you can do good. It on this day.
That's good.
That could work.
Unless you have, like, a group of people that have a weird starting initial or something.
Yeah, we have a lot of people who you know... Their names aren't in any known alphabetical. No, I was going to burp. I didn't want to burp in your face.
Appreciate
but,
that.
Like, there's a lot of people that have names that are just, like, characters. They're not actual letters or anything. So, you know, aliens and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, that could get it messy. Let's just let the people do their treat yourself day on whatever day they feel like. Because it doesn't seem to be very messy now.
Maybe I could go with you guys if you do a treat yourself day.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. That sounds, yeah.
Group
I like that.
Treat yourself day.
Yeah. I'm into it.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I think my treating myself would just
have you having some. You and I should totally do that.
We're going to do that.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, I kind of thought I was going to come too, but.
In or out of costume.
No. Huh?
In or out of costume for me. Like, you don't.
Well, he's going to wear his 4-piece suit, probably.
And his cowl.
Well, that's the four-piece.
Oh, you know what? Treat yourself 250 years in the future. What do you
Let's
say?
Go!
Let's do it! What's wrong?
Are you doing that today? Like right now? You're going to go in time? Or
well, it's time travel.
I'm right
so
here, so I can go.
Doesn't
with
matter
you.
When, really.
I mean, I can, well, I guess that's before when you can I lose. Only do it for 24
yeah.
hours.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what you run the risk with me because I might lose the power while we're in the future, and boom, then we're stuck in there in the future
until you get it again.
Oh,
until
no.
I get it again. But
then who's going to host your podcast?
But once I get it again, time travel again, so we can just
time
come
travel.
To
yeah,
the
and
next it'd
be
one.
Like you were never gone.
Yeah,
except you might look a little older.
So yeah, maybe. But I don't know. It's not that few and far between when I get the power. So when I get any power, really. So
we didn't get any emails this week, guys. I'm a little depressed about it.
Not even from your fake girlfriend?
No, my real girlfriend did not send me an email this week. But
she must have run out of fake ink and fake paper.
No, I mean, that's not how email works, so way to make yourself look like a fool. But
or her fake computer must have died, I guess.
No, listen. I'm hoping that maybe Derek is just struggling with the editing a little bit. And
you're talking about this Derek dude.
Yeah, he's cool. He's my one of my besties from Earth One.
Yeah, I'll believe that when I hear him say it.
I don't think he would say that over and over again, okay? Because every week I do a podcast for him. And
well,
not
yeah,
this one.
If the podcast is a hit back home and he's making money off of
he
it.
He probably is. He's probably rich now. Son of a gun, and I didn't even get... I'm not getting anything from that. He can't even respond to my email.
I wouldn't if I were him.
He's making money. Because you don't know how to email.
He's making money
off
of you.
You think it's on pen and paper. He is making money off of me, potentially. But probably not on Patreon, I would know. Because, you know, you guys don't know what that is. But he doesn't make a lot of money off of it.
Probably most people on your Earth don't know what the fuck Patreon is.
That's pretty accurate, yeah. Pretty accurate. No emails, no guests. This week, I'm just a little depressed, I think, this week, because I couldn't seem to get anything.
You sound a little morose.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just, you know, I miss my friends, and, you know, I just want to...
Your fake girlfriend?
My real girlfriend sure. I miss, you know, I miss everybody, and you
would
guys...
Would you like some blueberry sparkle?
Yeah, I would love some.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you out?
Let me make that happen.
No, I'll share what I have left. I was hoarding. So.
I appreciate that.
I was going to say, because I'm not going all the way back there. Just to do
it's really not that much of a struggle for you. I mean, I appreciate you giving me that ice cream, though. It's
you think
delicious.
It's easy to just bend time and space?
I mean, you seem to not struggle with it, yeah.
To, like, flinch, and then I'm instantly exactly where I need to be? I didn't even need rainbows shooting out of my ass to get there.
Well, I mean, no, it's not time travel. It's just teleportation. How can you guys be good friends when all you do is make fun of the rainbows popping out of her backside?
I enjoy the rainbow popping out of her backside. It makes me feel happy.
Do you enjoy the rainbow popping out of your backside?
Every year he gives me a Valentine's card about my color emissions.
It's a Valentine's card? Like, is Valentine's a romantic holiday here?
No.
No?
Oh. In my world, Valentine's Day is a romantic holiday.
No,
you give cards to people that you're romantically interested in.
Well, that's sweet. That's cute. That
sounds stupid.
Yeah, it's kind of commercialized. It's not as cute as you would think, but...
Valentine's Day here is for, you know, Valentino, who was besties with everybody. So, he sends cards.
Is that coming up? I feel like I could... I mean,
you'll
I
not get a card
get a
from
card.
Me. Don't get your hopes up.
I need to go get a card to... Give to somebody, just some guy.
You do. It's a platonic day where you celebrate your good friends.
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, is that like I said, is that coming up or is that a...
Couple weeks?
Do you guys have a gift card shop in here or a card shop or like a souvenir shop somewhere? I've only seen the food court.
We'll probably be in the future for a few weeks, so...
But, I mean, you'll probably just come right back to the same time you left.
So. Could, but won't.
It's on level 4, you'll find it.
Okay, I'll look for it. It's called the Mark Hall store or something along those lines.
Make sure and get one for your roommate.
I haven't met my roommate, so I don't know.
I'm sure he'd still appreciate it. I'm sure he'd still appreciate it. Just the gesture.
Well, we'll see. I'm probably just going to get one for probably my good friends.
Derek?
Well, if he was here, I would. But I don't think there's interdimensional mail yet. Hopefully, someday. Anyway, we're kind of hitting the mark here, guys.
All right.
So, if you want to send us an email so I don't feel as depressed, to seem as depressed, you can do that. It comes across worlds. Earth2@gmail.com. That was a joke. Earth2@gmail.com. Heroes Podcast with an S.com.
Should we tell him he's not funny?
Probably. I'm a little sad right now, and you're just making it worse.
I'm sorry.
You're not sorry. Anyway.
I'm out of blueberry sparkle.
Yeah, because I ate the shit out of it. Anyway, email me, please, so I know that these things are going through. And we will be back, hopefully next week, to talk about more stuff that you guys don't probably care about. But I want you to know that this Earth exists, and so we're going to keep doing this. So, thank you guys.